We're now joined by head coach Jeff Wyatt of the Mercer Cardinals. Mercer is going into a busy week with a championship game tonight in the snow-delayed South Harrison Invitational Tournament. Mercer in a game you can hear on KTTN, back end of a doubleheader against Princeton. The boys are going to play Princeton 8:30 tonight from the high school gym at South Harrison. Then coming up for the rest of the week, it looks like Mercer's off until going to Galt and taking on Grundy R5 on Friday, then hosting Linn County on Saturday. Coach White and I were talking about the snow coming in for the weekend and then the cold, and I hadn't seen this specific coach, but I have to wonder if you're going to get those games in later this week.
Well, we're sure hoping we are. We've had enough snow here for a little while, so I hope the forecast is wrong right now.
Well, let's talk about tonight's game. You've seen Princeton once already. How difficult is it to play somebody who knows you so well and try to play them and play well for a second time?
Oh, it's really difficult. You know, I thought the first time we played them at their place, and it was a battle down there. I thought both teams played fairly well. There's no secrets out there anymore. They're going to try to take away things that we like to do, and we're going to try to take away things they like to do. So I think it all comes down to whichever team executes the best, both offensively and defensively, is probably going to come out ahead.
When you try to defend them, Coach, the interesting thing about Princeton, in my mind, I've talked about this with Coach Collins, is I think Preston is kind of their go-to guy, Preston Thomas, but they have maybe six or seven guys that on any given night can get hot and go for a run. You don't know who that's going to be necessarily from game to game.
That's true. And every time we've played them, we've never really singled out one kid to try to stop, just for that simple fact. You know, they have a lot of kids that can score the ball, and, you know, they're all pretty athletic, and they like to get out and run, and, you know, that makes them very difficult to guard, so you got to try and take away the transition and different things like that, and, you know, you hope to contain them, keep the score down with them, and, hopefully we're going to be able to do that tonight.
So it looks to me, if I just look at scores, and, yeah, there's obviously who you've played, but also how you've played, and it looks like your team coming out of Holiday Hoops has taken at least a pretty good forward step as far as your level of play. Do you feel the same way that the boys are really playing well here in January?
I think we're getting there. We're showing a lot of good signs. There's still a lot of things that we can try and get fixed. Against Maysville the other night, I thought we shot the ball extremely well, probably better than what we would on average. But that's just little things that we're trying to work on, is improve, our offensive flow and different things like that. And I thought we had a real good flow that night, and it shows whenever you get the ball swung around, you make a good pass, and, a kid knocks down jump shots. So that's always things that we're looking to improve, and I think we're on the right track as far as, starting to play better as a team, as a whole, overall.
I was listening back over the weekend to the coaches' shows from last week a little bit. We had talked about how you didn't know a ton about East Harrison coming to that matchup and kind of had you concerned a little bit. Going back a week from today, when you beat East Harrison 62-38, how do you feel like the boys handled that one?
I really thought we came out kind of flat in that game. We didn't have much energy, and I don't know why we were that way. But we were able to, in the second half especially, kind of pick up the intensity a little bit, and we're able to get out to a lead, and we kind of hit some shots. And I thought our defense kind of picked up a little bit, and we were able to open it up in the end, but that score definitely was not indicative of the way that game was played. It was a lot closer game than that.
When you play Princeton, Coach, where are the areas that you try to concentrate on that you feel like that you might have an advantage over the Tigers head-to-head?
We definitely are going to try to use our size. I think we have an advantage, with three post players versus them. They're not real tall on the their guards, but they are quick. They're very physical, so we want to get the ball inside, get some easy buckets that way, and if they collapse inside, then, we look to kick out and try to hit jump shots that way. But I look for that to be a very good ball game, and, we're definitely going to have to be very focused at the start of that game and, come out, and hopefully we play well.
How beneficial will the practice time be between now and going to Galt on Friday?
Oh, definitely very beneficial. With the way the weekend was, You know, we didn't get a lot of time that way. We thought we was going to play Saturday after the win on Thursday, and then it was going to be Friday, and then that gets canceled. So everything is just kind of up in the air right now. It'd be nice to kind of get things back to normal and get in a routine, you know, the way we do things. So that would be very nice to, you know, to get some practice time.
Well, and we know that, you know, barring anything really unforeseen, you'll have to play Grundy at some point, whether or not it's Friday. If the weather cancels it, it'll be sometime later in the season. In seeing Grundy play in person, they play fast, they play up-tempo, and I kind of feel like that they're kind of right on the cusp of making a surge forward, and certainly that'll be a challenging game in its own unique way on Friday night.
Definitely. I don't know much about them. I know they got a couple of the Gann boys that have been scoring the ball, you know, pretty decent for them. They always seem to be, you know, a pretty much team-oriented team. They don't have, you know, one kid that stands out and scores a whole bunch of points, but they have a lot of kids that score points. So, you know, that's going to be something that we're definitely concerned about. You know, they do run the ball. They like to get up and down the floor, and, you know, we kind of do too. So we'll have to see how that goes, you know, whether we want to try to slow the ball down some, or if we want to get out and try and go and keep that tempo. So, you know, the game's going to dictate that, and you know, hopefully, you know, we're able to do the things that we want to do, and I feel that if we're able to do the things that we want to, you know, that definitely gives us an advantage. So we'll just have to see.
And if you look at a game that I know there's going to be a combination, maybe a lot of snow on the ground and pretty cold Saturday night by the forecast, but Linn County Mercer, that's scheduled for Saturday night. If it's played Saturday, great. And if not, that would be a game well worth attending because both teams have a really good record. That's going to be a good matchup when you play the Mustangs.
Linn County is very talented. I think they've got just about everybody back from last year. You know, they're from what I've heard, they're one of the teams that's really battling in the east of here, you know, as, you know, trying to get district championships and things that way. And, you know, they're definitely a load. I know they had a really good game with La Plata, and, you know, we were lucky to survive with La Plata down at NCMC. So it'll definitely be a good game. But, you know, right now we're kind of more focused on our conference schedule and things that way. So we'll see how that goes Saturday night.
And certainly the focus on Princeton for tonight. I don't have the bracket in front of me, just a real handy, Coach. Is Meadville 1, Mercer 2, and Linn County 3? Is that the way that the seeds are next week?
No, Meadville's 1, Northwestern is 2, Linn County is 3, and we're 4.
Ooh, you're fine. That's that. I tell you what, you know, when you start naming the teams in that tournament, you can understand why a team of your caliber is down at a 4. That's going to be good for you guys to get in a tournament because that's going to be deep and talented next week.
It is. It's going to be a really good tournament from what everybody's saying. So, you know, we're going to get through this week first, and then we'll start worrying about that one. But that is going to be a very good tournament to play in, you know, and you'll see a lot of really, really high-quality teams. So that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I was talking with Coach Wells on the Grundy side. Not sure if that's going to play on KTTN before or after this interview with Coach Wyatt, but Northwestern's at Grundy tonight, and that Northwestern team is very good. Coach, congrats on the success at the South Harrison tournament. Good luck tonight against Princeton, as Dennis will have the call on KTTN. Good luck against the Tigers.
All right, thank you, Tom.